This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with former voice contestants Luke Wade and Mia Z, who have teamed up for a great fundraising duet. But first, science explains why a trip to IKEA can wreck your relationship. There's an old joke that goes, don't visit IKEA with your girlfriend unless you want to break up. Apparently, that has some truth to it. As it turns out, there are several psychological reasons why this happens. A psychologist said basically any sort of conflict is likely to resurface old pent-up frustrations, and IKEA's deceptively complicated instructions can certainly lead to conflict. Before the furniture's even on your living room floor, tensions can rise in the showroom. Unless you and your lady have identical tastes, you're going to clash. That can lead to questioning the other person's whole identity. The assembly process itself is also difficult because in most homes, we tend to establish leadership roles for each other. Assembling a piece of furniture is a new and somewhat unusual task, so assigning a leadership role can be touchy if both of you think you ought to be the one in charge. Even if someone assumes that role, there's always the danger of an assistant pointing out the leader's mistakes and vice versa. Another psychologist said, personally, I would advise springing for pre-assembled furniture if you've got the cash, but that only eliminates half the danger. Otherwise, designate one person as being in charge of assembly and leave them alone while they get to it. Men are attracted to women in their 20s, while women prefer men around their own age. Researchers asked men and women what age of the opposite sex they would be most attracted to. They found men between the ages of 20 and 50 prefer women to be 20, while 21 is the highest reported age. Women like men to be slightly older than their man until they hit their 30s. Then they become interested in men who are their own age or slightly younger. A 35-year-old mother from Indiana was backing out of her driveway when a spider landed on her shoulder. The woman then got out of the car while it was still moving with her 9-year-old child still inside the vehicle. The child then jumped into the front seat to try to stop the car but hit the gas instead of the brake. The car crashed into a nearby school bus, which fortunately was empty. The woman's child only suffered minor injuries and luckily, no one else got hurt. No word on what happened to the spider. Artist Nicolay Lamb already created a thicker-waisted brunette Barbie named Lamely, who made headlines last year for her optional pimples and stretch marks. Now the Lamely doll can also include period accessories to teach young girls about menstruation. The period party accessory pack includes pad and liner stickers meant to fit in doll-sized underwear, a calendar, and dot stickers to keep track of her cycle. The artist says he hopes making the subject relatable to young girls will help get rid of some of the stigma and confusion that can surround it. Former The Voice contestants Luke Wade and Mia Z have teamed up to record their own version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Luke Wade, he and Mia Z have covered Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and as you read in People magazine, it's for breast cancer awareness. Luke, first of all, welcome to the program. How did this come about? How did you team up with Mia and decide to do something so great as to benefit the breast cancer awareness campaign?
Well, there's several steps. First, I work with some children hospitals here in Texas, actually, and around the country. I work with the Child Life Zones, and I was honored for my work with them the end of 2014 at the Healthcare Heroes Banquet, and I met Ann Loudon, who works with Susan G. Komen, and we started talking about how we could do something together. We came up with the idea of doing the single, and then I saw Mia on season 8 of The Voice, and thought that she was an incredible talent, and Mike Camp and I reached out, and next thing you know, we've got this tune out.
Now, you weren't on the same seasons together. I thought you were.
No, she was season 8, I was season 7.
Oh, I see. Well, that's cool. Now, has this working relationship evolved into a personal relationship, or is this strictly two voices teaming up that sound great together?
Well, we've become friends. I'm like a big brother, but we talk a lot of music, and have definitely, you know, we've got something that'll last for sure.
How did the recording itself go? Were you at the same studio at the same time, or did you record your parts separately?
Yeah, we were both in L.A. I was touring through, and then that's where the studio was, where our producer is. His name is Eric Palmquist, the guy who did it. And we flew her in, and we sang the song and recorded and shot the music video the same day.
It came that easy for you guys in the sense of collaborating.
Yeah, it was really natural.
And this is going to be part of the 11th annual Frogs for the Cure football game between TCU and West Virginia next month?
Yeah, that should be a really big deal. That's whenever the music video comes out. But yeah, we're going to be singing that during halftime of that game.
Well, that's cool. Have you done that before?
Never done that, and we're doing some work with the NFL as well, so it's should be a lot of fun, you know, kind of traveling around and playing that song for sports fans everywhere.
And was 8-0 Mountain High Enough something that you grew up listening to, so you were familiar with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love that song. The track was the Funk Brothers did the track, and then Marvin Gaye, and then... Tammy Terrell, yeah. Incredible performances, incredible song.
And we appreciate a couple of minutes, Luke, and we'll talk to Mia Z coming up.
All right, sounds great. Have a great day.
He was on season 7 before you were on season 8 of The Voice.
Right.
Were you a little surprised when you heard from him? Had you seen him the previous year, like he saw you the following year?
Yes, I definitely knew Luke Wade, watched him, seen him, heard him, and definitely loved his sound and what he did and the person that he is. So I definitely was familiar with who he was. Then when I was at the Voice finale, I got a call from him and his manager asking to do the Ain't No Mountain High Enough in the female part, and it just all worked out and it happened, and I was really surprised that I heard from him, but also very honored to be a part of this with him and to do the whole thing.
Yeah, he told me you shot the video and recorded the song and did everything all in one day, so I guess it went pretty well when you finally got together in the studio.
Yes, it went very well. It was really cool. At first, we were sort of like, okay, now we have to just sort of cut the song and make it right. So we did it a couple times to get the feel and the vibe in the room and mix our voices together, and then it sort of just all came together with some time and some emotion, and yeah, it all worked out.
And now this means a lot to you to actually have this song be part of a breast cancer awareness campaign, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It means the world. It's a blessing that me and Luke could do this together and to raise money for this and to be a part of it. And we're all affected by it. So I think everybody in the world can definitely help and put their efforts into making, you know, finding a cure and raising money for it. So it's definitely a great cause, and I'm really honored to be a part of it, for sure.
And the music video is going to premiere at halftime when TCU takes on West Virginia October 29th, and you guys are going to sing at halftime?
Yes, which is really, really cool. It's really exciting. I've never been to like a football game like this before, so, and to sing with Luke at it is going to be really, really cool and awesome, so I'm really looking forward to it, for sure.
Now, are you one of these people that gets nervous before a huge audience in a giant football stadium, or is that...
No, not really. I think it's more just excitement and the vibe that's going on and the energy that you have before you go on to perform in front of so many people. It's really just, it's a great feeling, I think, for sure.
Now, since The Voice ended, what have you been working on? Obviously this, but are you also still pursuing a music career on your own?
Yes, absolutely. I have all original music that I play out, and I have a band here in Pittsburgh, but I'm hoping to move to California soon to, you know, further my career and to pursue, you know, music. And I'm going to be letting out an EP very soon, and I'm just playing around. You know, I just did a little tour with Luke Wade, so that turned out really, really cool. I was really honored to be a part of that. And I'm just sort of living the dream, so it's all happening.
Do people recognize you wherever you go because you're on TV for so many weeks?
Yes.
And you're so recognizable?
Yes, I do. It's sometimes weird. I'm in the grocery store and people are up there and they're like, can we have a picture? I'm like, sure, yeah. And I work at a hair salon, and when I'm washing people's hair, they always look up and they're like, are you the girl? No, you're not the girl from The Voice, are you? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. So they scream and I get a picture with them. So it's everywhere I go, and it's really cool to get feedback and to take pictures and to hear what, you know, the people have to say and how they've been supporting me. So it's all really cool.
And who were your musical heroes when you were growing up? Who do you like to style yourself after or influence you?
Wow, definitely Amy Winehouse, Adele. And I also listened to like some Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, because my mom and my uncle had a band, and I'm still in a band, so it was all kinds of music. Everything has influenced me, and it really touched, you know, who I am.
Now, you both had the same coach on The Voice, right, Pharrell?
Yes, we both had Pharrell.
And so did you share similar thoughts about working with Pharrell when you got together, the two of you?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. We definitely talked about him just allowing us to be ourselves and what we learned from him and how we keep in contact with him and how much he's engaged with the artists after the show and just who he is as a person. He's such a great, humble human being that gives so much to everybody. And it's just really cool to, you know, work with him and to say that you were on Team Pharrell, for sure.
Yeah, that's a real nice thing to have on your resume when you go to record companies and so forth. Well, Mia Z, thank you for a couple of minutes. We'll look forward to this big halftime show October 29th when TCU plays, and that should be fantastic. You'll be hearing from people all over the country that are going to see this.
I know. Very exciting. Thank you so much.
All right, Mia, all the best to you, and we'll talk again, I hope.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. What are your comments about America Weekend? Send me an email to Mike A.W., like America Weekend, Mike A.W., at MikeBennettRadio.com. With voice contestants Luke Wade and Mia Z, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You're outside the door, about to walk into a meeting, and you've got butterflies because this one is important.
What you say to yourself at this very moment determines how you'll walk through that door.
You could say,
"Man, I'm nervous."
But life coach David Gomes suggests,
"Man, I'm making myself nervous."
The first perspective gives the situation the power to affect you. The second lets you decide how it will affect you.
Here's a couple more.
Life is so uncertain, or I make myself feel uncertain about life.
The news makes me sad, or I make myself sad by thinking about the news.
Choose an empowering perspective. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green. Harrison with you. Science warns that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better. We now know that corn-based ethanol emits more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates for your car fewer miles per gallon, while also tearing on car engines, especially older ones. The bitter irony as well? Well, today we're now competing with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn crop. Made more significant since global warming's reduced the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. Common sense again concludes that driving fewer miles in lighter vehicles means you get to have your corn and eat it too. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.